Today's topic, nature, mirror of our inner chaos, concerns us very particularly because it affects us directly. We would like to present just an aspect of it to start the conversation, with the emphasis on what this has to do with the Gnostic spiritual path, as the Golden Rosy Cross is a Gnostic spiritual school. Gnosis is derived from the Greek word gnosis, meaning knowledge, specifically knowledge of God, and more specifically, personal firsthand knowledge of God, of the divine source of all that is. Nature tries always to be in balance, in equilibrium, in harmony, and so it preserves itself. An example of nature healing itself is Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, in the US, where there were numerous forest fires in 1988 that caused a lot of damage. After the fire, there were large areas of burned out forest, but regrowth started almost immediately from seeds left and popped open, and large areas were covered with trees again within a few years. Many of us have observed this triumph of nature in a small plant pushing up through a concrete sidewalk. We've seen animals and ourselves heal from wounds and illness. And I've heard that if you don't mow your lawn for 30 years, you'll have a forest there. We can see clearly, however, that the earth is approaching a tipping point from which it may not be able to heal. The planet on which we live and depend, which in turn depends on us, is in distress. There is a fundamental unbalance on all levels. One example of this unbalance is the large number of earthquakes that are occurring daily. The image on the left maps the earthquakes that took place in a period of 1 week. Signs of the pollution caused by our intervention are evident all over. Air pollution from industrial processes and our homes and cars, even in formerly pristine places, and water pollution, both locally and also in distant parts of the ocean. And in the animals, plants, and insects that are not recovering from distress, but are disappearing, becoming extinct. An article at mangabay.com, an environment and conservation news service, lays the blame squarely on human intervention. There's a surprisingly simple underlying cause. Our broken relationship with wild nature, often based on a hubris that we are somehow separate from the rest of life on Earth. But we are not separate from the rest of life on Earth. In fact, we are not just the cause of the chaos, we are the chaos itself.
Nature is a mirror of our present state of consciousness, and we can see ourselves reflected in it. We are one with nature and the cosmos. Just as each organ in our body affects the whole, so do we affect our planet Earth in a very special way. Humanity is in turmoil, and since we are one with nature, the cosmos, and Earth, so are they in turmoil. In the Book of Mirdad by Mikhail Naimi, we can read, "Time remembers everything, not only that of which you have a vivid recollection, but that as well of which you are entirely unaware. in life as in death, on the earth as beyond the earth, you never are alone, but are in constant company of things and beings which have their share in your life and death, as you have yours in their life and death. As you partake of them, so they partake of you. And as you seek them, so they seek you. So it follows that if we change within ourselves, nature will change as well. This message has been given to humanity consistently over many thousands of years. The universal wisdom is not new. As offered to us by Lao Tzu, we read, "If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation." In our heart lies the possibility to connect with the oneness, with the all manifestation through the spirit spark in the heart sanctuary, which is shown here as a golden rose. It is also known as the rose of the heart, the lotus, and other symbolic names that you may be familiar with. In it lies the potential connection with the universal source, the oneness. As a macrocosm, we have the same structure as a larger world, the earth with its constellations, and then our galaxy and the universe beyond that. When we accept that oneness and can live and act in harmony with it, then harmony and balance can be manifested. The etching by Joffre that you see now shows Aquarius pouring out the water of life into the roses in the hearts of humanity for healing and purification. What is happening can be seen as a purification process, which is accelerated by the Aquarius radiations, which are now active in the current era. In modern terminology, this water of life consists of the radiations emanating from the universe and calling us to connect once more with the original divine oneness. The acceleration of this process is bringing us increased possibilities for spiritual development. Otherwise, we would just stagnate or crystallize. It is a wake-up call, an unmasking, the possibility to awaken all that is hidden and therefore expose it. This process requires a reaction from us, and that reaction unmasks our own inner chaos. When we question the status quo, then we realize that there is something else behind appearances. It spurs us to start searching, to open ourselves to the radiation of Aquarius. Everything is interconnected, including us. A change of our consciousness is necessary, a change from the ego consciousness to soul consciousness. This change begins in the heart, as some of you may have heard us say this time and time again. The heart of us humans is connected to the heart of the earth and the heart of the galaxy and beyond. To clarify this diagram that you can see now, in the middle is the human heart. At the bottom is the energy field of the earth. And at the top is that of the galaxy. And when our hearts are open to the possibilities offered to us in this time, we are then open to healing and purification of the heart in harmony with the heart of the world and with the light of the universe. This possibility has always been offered in the universal wisdom. Hear from the Egyptian Gnosis from Hermes Trismegistus. "People of the earth, born and made of the elements, but with the spirit of the Divine One within you. Rise from your sleep of ignorance. Be sober and thoughtful. Realize that your home is not on the earth, but in the light. With a change of consciousness to that of the soul, soul consciousness, it is possible for us to participate in a different universe that has always occupied the same space but has not been consciously perceived by us. There is another nature, a higher dimension. And that higher dimension interpenetrates the nature in which we live on earth. That other nature is the divine nature, the universal nature, and that one we can't imagine. But we can connect with it again. We can inhabit it again when our state of consciousness becomes one with it and lets go of the self-serving consciousness. With this orientation, we can change our consciousness so that we can understand the importance of attaining gnosis, firsthand experiential knowledge of God, of the divine oneness. As more people manifest this consciousness on earth, changes must take place. Unity between all the realms of nature can be achieved again. So think as if your every thought were to be etched in fire upon the sky for all and everything to see. For so in truth, it is. So speak as if the world entire were but a single ear intent on hearing what you say. And so in truth, it is. So do as if your every deed were to recoil upon your heads. And so in truth, it does. So wish as if you were the wish, and so in truth you are. So live as if your God himself had need of you his life to live. And so in truth, he does.
Listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.